Petersburg's new borough will be able to select at least 10% of the state land in the new borough boundaries from the land not already chosen to be part of a Southeast State Forest or part of land grants to the Alaska Mental Health Trust and the university system. Petersburg officials may seek legislative help to boost the amount that the borough could ultimately choose. In the meantime, a committee of borough residents and officials this winter is looking through available land parcels identified by the state. At a January 10th meeting, committee member Dave Kenziger wanted to make it clear the group was thinking in the long term for any benefits from new land selections.
People get excited when you change things.
Yes.
That this isn't something that maybe is even going to happen in their lifetime. Right. But we want to make for sure that maybe, you know, your grandkid, you know, might be a beneficiary of this because, you know, I mean, we only got the land we got. And there won't be making any more land, and so we have to think that this is a long-term deal, and hopefully somebody, you know, 80 years from now can say that what we did now was, you know, they're really glad we did it.
The land selection process itself could be a long one, and it could go hand-in-hand with long-term planning for the future of the borough. Petersburg's Community Development Director Leo Luzak told the committee that Wrangell included their land selection as part of that community's comprehensive plan revision.
And as part of the community process with the surveys and the public meetings, and to demonstrate that this was approved by the majority of the community, so I think it helped their case a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So what's our job now?
Yeah, that kind of puts our job on hold.
Well, I think it'd be nice if this group had kind of identified some parcels so that whoever gets the comp plan isn't going to know our area that well, but if these are places we feel that would be important.
Some of the available parcels have already piqued the interest of the committee, including some of the waterfront land or areas that could be used for rock and gravel pits. Possible quarry sites on the list were identified by Public Works Director Carl Hagerman on the committee's request, and member Ron Bushman wanted to get other input from borough staff.
I think another thing we should do is, and I brought up the rock pits, of course, last time, but go to all of the department heads and say, what lands do you anticipate? For example, the electrical department.
Right.
We may need in the future for, you know, substations for the electrical or transportation facilities, something like that, just the utility necessities.
Mm-hmm. The committee also wants to identify potential harbor facility parcels. Committee members hope to visit some of the land this year and document its condition and possibilities for use. As for the comprehensive plan update, the borough expects to go out looking for a consulting firm interested in doing that work later this year. Such a plan looks at current land use and zoning, along with future needs for the community for both property and infrastructure. Public hearings on the plan would be in the winter and spring of 2015. Petersburg's last update was completed in 2000 after more than 2 years of hearings and revisions of the plan document. A large part of the process focused on what to do with publicly owned land at Sandy Beach. This week, Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht said he's still working on the language to seek companies to do the consulting work.
I want something different than just a standard comprehensive plan. I want something that's actually really usable. Okay. And I'm not sure that I don't want it in some ways combined with the harbor development plan, because the harbor is so important to this community. And I'm not sure I want to have one firm doing one thing, one firm doing another, and then having them going at cross purposes. So trying to get the language right on this proposal to send out to consultants, I'm having a difficult time with it. I want it to be just right.
Giesbrecht said he hoped to have that request for proposals completed for the Assembly to consider in another month or so. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.